Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Hi, this is Dan Keating, and we are here at the beginning of the first full week of the 40 days of this season of Lent. And we're here at chapter 5 in Exodus, all the way to the beginning of chapter 6. Just to set the stage, if you recall, things are looking good at this point. Moses and Aaron are united. They're back in the land. They've met with the leaders of the people. They've spoken the words of deliverance. They've performed their miracles. Everything's looking great. We're on the march. And now we come to chapter 5. I won't be reading the whole text because if I do, it'll take up our whole time. But I'll read key lines and make comments along the way. It's quite an impressive passage for us. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go so that they may celebrate a festival to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should heed him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." What's the first response to the word of God? Resistance. I don't know your God. I'm not going to follow your outrageous request. And then what happens? Pharaoh says, this is just a result of the people being lazy and not working hard enough. We're going to make life harder for them. And so what we see in the rest of the passage, in much of chapter 5, is the order to make their tasks heavier. Not only to make the requisite number of bricks, but now they have to collect their own straw. And then when they're not able to do it, the leaders are beaten and punished. And so the people cry out. And Pharaoh says in verse 17, "You are lazy, lazy. That is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.'" And so what happens then is really interesting. When the people who are the taskmasters left Pharaoh, verse 20, they came upon Moses and Aaron who were waiting to meet them. And they said to Moses and Aaron, "The Lord look upon you and judge. You have brought us into bad odor with Pharaoh and his officials and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Wow, this doesn't look very good. What seemed like such a good beginning, the prospects of redemption, has actually gotten worse. It's put things in a worse place than before. They complain to Moses and Aaron. They actually critique and judge them. What do Moses and Aaron do? They go to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you mistreated this people? Why did you ever send me? Since I first came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has mistreated this people and you have done nothing at all to deliver your people." Wow. That's quite it's quite a complaint handed through Pharaoh and his people back to the taskmasters, to Moses and Aaron, and now back to the Lord. There's something here that explains something powerful about life in God and the way spiritual warfare works. When we're making a move, when God is calling us to do something, to come away in the desert and to meet with him, this is a perfect image of the season of the 40 days, to come away from normal life. To come, in fact, out of slavery to any sin we're in, come into the desert, receive the Lord's mercy, and receive his presence, be in his presence, and worship him there. This is a great image for the season of Lent. But what happens? Well, the one who opposes us, the one who holds us in some kind of bondage, doesn't immediately give way and say, "Oh, please go, do whatever you want," but rather stiffens his neck and says, "Not only are you not going, I'm going to make life worse for you." And what happens then is the spirit in us starts complaining. Like, look at this. I'm seeking God and it goes worse. What kind of deal is this? I'm seeking God and my life is more miserable. Why am I doing this? Where is the Lord in the midst of this? I think this is a common experience when we come against spiritual warfare. Look at the very first verse of chapter 6, which ends our passage for today. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. Indeed, by a mighty hand, he will let them go. By a mighty hand, he will drive them out of this land. The Lord does promise to act. He's not silent. He's not looking on helpless. He's allowing the people to be tested because he wants them to grow in faith. He doesn't make things easy for them right away, but he does promise that he will come and act. Now, we're going to be looking at that in this coming week, in the next few chapters, and then into chapter 12, the deliverance from Egypt. So we're going to be looking in the coming week at how the Lord will fulfill this word. But I think this is a good word for us to be strengthened. Know that if we set out to go into the desert with the Lord and to cast off whatever slavery we might be in, there'll be opposition and things might look worse before they look better. But we're called to trust in the Lord and in his word, hoping that he will in fact act and bring us true deliverance.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.